Organizers of this year's World Economic Forum on Africa note that Africa is registering economic growth rates of 5% or more, and democratic elections are increasingly the norm. As a result, they say the focus of the 3 days of meetings between politicians and business leaders is also changing. The Forum Africa's director, Heiko Alfeld, notes that recent summits were dominated by issues such as landmines, small arms, political governance, and the role of business in conflict mediation.
The talk now is of growth, competitiveness, prosperity, the role of business in corporate citizenship efforts, etc.
But he noted the track record among African countries is mixed. Some posted double-digit growth rates last year, while others registered declining economic productivity. Nevertheless, he said a lack of funding is no longer the main obstacle to African development. The main challenge is using those funds wisely.
The focus of the summit is really to address capacity constraints and skills gaps that frustrate efforts to sustain and boost the growth.
He said as a result, many of the sessions this year examine ways that the private sector can help African governments build efficiency and good governance.
That would be a real boost if we could increasingly catalyze the role of business, use the role of business in support of public sector governance.
The forum continues to sponsor discussions on favorite topics such as climate change, malaria, technology transfer, and terrorism. But it has also introduced newer topics such as mobile phone banking, biofuels, the aviation industry, and fashion. Finally, Alfeld said that with the emergence of China and India as major investors in Africa, prominent sessions are being devoted to the realignment of international trade flows and Africa's rising strategic importance in the world. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.